This is episode 38 of the Raycast, December 26, 2019. My name is Ray Girard.
You're listening to the Raycast, your quick stop for interesting info on what's cool, current, and disruptive.
Are you ready?
Stepping to the mic now, here's your host, Ray Girard.
Hey, what's going on? A couple days after Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas, hope you had an excellent, a very Merry Christmas. And of course, if you celebrate anything else, hope you're having an excellent holiday season. Welcome aboard. Thanks for listening. I'm having a very happy holiday. And every year around this time, I do a sort of a cleanup, get ready for the year, for the new year. 2020 is almost upon us. So I was cleaning my garage earlier today and I found an old computer. So I went into the hard drive and found some old episodes from my original podcast from back in 2004. Yes, you heard right. 2004 is when I started podcasting. So I like to call myself the OG of podcasting. But of course, as we say on Instagram, if you go to an event or you did something and you didn't take any photos, it's almost as if it didn't happen, right? So if I say I started podcasting in 2004, I better have some episodes to prove it. Well, I found some, and that's what I'm going to share with you today. So over the next few months, I'll be sharing some clips from other episodes from that time. But today I'm going to share one of my favorite episodes. It was an interview with my daughter, Monique, and it was kind of fun. Back then, the audio wasn't that great. When I started the podcast in 2004, it was a natural progression for me because prior to that, I was an amateur radio operator since the 1990s. So going from amateur radio to podcasting, sharing my thoughts and just talking to the world was just something that I enjoyed doing. So I started podcasting and I wanted to do something mobile. That's how the Raycast came to be later on. The original podcast was The Girard Files, and I created it to be a podcast where I could take my laptop with me and do interviews and make it mobile. But back then, there was no iPhone, no iPad. You know, we didn't have these portable, easy-to-use microphones back then, so everything was kind of bulky to carry around. And then fast forward 10 years later, now I'm podcasting out of my iPad. So it's amazing how technology has advanced. All right, so we're going to dig right into it. We're going to listen to my interview with my daughter. That was from January of 2005. The audio is a little bit like AM radio. Not as my audio now, which is pretty decent. So bear with me. We're going to listen in. All right, and here we go.
Podcasting with Ray Girard from New York. This is the Girard Files.
It is January 12th, 2005. This is segment number 29. My name is Ray. What's going on with this New York weather? Weather over here today is horrible. We have lots of rain and sleet. I don't like this. I need to go south, perhaps to the Caribbean. I'll stay in New York for the spring, summer, and fall, and become a snowbird in the winter. Go to the Caribbean. Enjoy the beautiful weather, the sunset. Yeah, sounds like a great plan, but...
Still sounds like a good plan.
Right now, so let's do another podcast. We have Mo with us today to add a little flavor to the Girard Files. What's up, Mo?
Hey.
All right, that's the standard Mo reply. I like it.
Thank you.
I like it. I like it a lot.
That's going to be like the new thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about you leaving for school for Cornell next week, right?
Yes, actually, I am.
I'm going to come up to Cornell to do podcasts. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive for 5 hours. Come to Cornell. I'll be the first person to podcast out of Cornell. How about that?
Hey, I'll be your co-podcaster.
There you go. What part of the campus are you staying in again?
The north side.
Yeah, last time I was there, it was a name. What was the name of that building?
I don't want to give all that information. I don't want people to come look for me.
That's right. I forgot. We're on the air.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. For a minute there, I thought we were just having a conversation, you know, naturally. You know. But yes, we don't want that. That's not a good idea. Your location will be known all over the internet, and who knows? You might get a stalker. Okay, well, I know the location, so I will come to Cornell, and we'll do a podcast. We'll introduce some of the Cornellians to the podcast. Last time I came down to Cornell, Kanye West was there, wasn't he?
Yes, actually, we've had Kanye perform. I recently went to a performance with Mos Def and Common. We've had Rusted Root come perform. We've had Fat Joe. We've had Ludacris. We've had The Roots. We've had a lot of people come up there.
Pretty hip. I like that. I like that.
Dave Matthews Band, for all the Dave Matthews Band listeners out there.
Yeah, how about a little rock and roll? How about any rock and roll flavor?
I'm not too sure. I mean,
I'm sure there is. You just you focus on the what you like. But I'm sure they have all types of events happening up there.
Yeah, I mean, if they had some R&B artists, something where you could groove to, where you could sing to, even like a little jazz, I would love it.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure there's plenty of that. You just have to get your head away from the books every once in a while and find out what's going on.
It's kind of hard to do that at Cornell, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But I do remember there was that Haitian group, Kali Me.
That
was in, what was it, 2002?
Yes, they actually came up my freshman year and did a little performance.
Yeah, that was fun. They're good.
It was very, very fun.
I wish I had a little Kali Me music. But, you know, hold on a second. Let me just take a look.
All right.
Yeah, put a little Kali Me music in the background, a little Haitian flavor. Hold on. Yeah, I listen to a lot of Haitian and Caribbean music. You know, I have a lot of family and friends from the Caribbean. So I do listen to a lot of their music, and the culture is quite interesting as well. So I partake in a lot of the festivities and the outings, the food.
Yes, I love good Caribbean food.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I just had some very, very spicy jerk chicken the other day that one of my Jamaican friends had made for me.
Oh, jerk chicken. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Hot.
Oh, yeah. And it's interesting. There aren't too many Caribbean restaurants out here on Long Island, and most of them are near the city.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very true. I'm actually supposed to be meeting another one of my Jamaican friends in the city on Friday to go to a Jamaican restaurant, and she said that the food there is very, very good, so I'm kind of excited.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a good plan. Haitian, I've been to a Haitian restaurant. They make pretty good food as well, so always try to sample a couple of the Caribbean restaurants. You'll be glad that you did. The food is just fabulous.
You actually want to know what I wanted to sample? I want to sample Indian food. I've never had Indian food.
Well, neither have I. It might be interesting. I had a friend tell me that they went to an Indian restaurant and really enjoyed it, but I've never tried it. I should.
I definitely want to try that. I also want to go to one of those restaurants where they sit you down on a pillow on the floor, maybe a Moroccan type of restaurant, and then you enjoy the food from a lower level. I think like the where you're sitting kind of provides a different experience to
a different perspective.
Yeah, basically when you're eating.
You know, my friend Claudia might give us some ideas as far as that's concerned, because she's what's called a foodie.
Oh.
She goes to a lot of different restaurants. As a matter of fact, on her blog, she sometimes reviews certain restaurants.
Okay, Claudia. Yeah. Let us know.
So there you have it. I'm going to keep it to about 10 minutes or so. And that was January of 2005, and I had a lot of fun. And I have I have at least 15 episodes from 2004 and 2005 that I'm going to review. And in future podcasts, I'll just add a few clips that I thought were interesting, what I was talking about at the time. You know, it's really always interesting to listen to what was going on and what I was thinking, you know. So, yeah, I'm glad I found them. Glad I was able to share that with you. Again, thank you for listening. This is the Raycast. My name is Ray. I am on social media, Instagram at RAYGA, Twitter. Keep the conversation going at Ray on Twitter. Yes, at RAY, because I've been there since 2006. You can't get a 3-character username anymore. That's passé. But yeah, lots to talk about. Thanks for listening. Happy holidays. I might drop an episode before the new year. If not, it'll be in 2020. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the rebound.
You've been locked into the Raycast. Stay up to date with all episodes by subscribing to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Pocket Casts, or just listen on anchor.fm/Raycast.